Mayor Rawlings Blake, can you describe what you've seen in this neighborhood here in Baltimore?
I have seen roofs that have been lifted off of buildings and blown a block away. There's been significant tree damage, which is, again, it is an absolute miracle that we're not here talking about serious injury and death based on the passovers that I've seen, the photo and the damage. An absolute miracle, and I'm just pleased we're all on board. We have the emergency shelter set up. Everyone that needs to be here is here to make sure that we have the needs of the residents taken care of, that we can keep people informed. We had to move a lot of cars. Everything that needs to be done to keep people in the loop on what we're doing minute by minute, we're all here.
Any idea how many homes have been affected? How many people have been moved out of their houses?
We know we have over 1,000 power outages. I don't know, almost 100 homes.
Right now, we're making an assessment of all the houses, and we will give you a count on what the damage is and how many people are going to be displaced. And as soon as we get that, we'll let you know. But right now, we're still making that assessment.
Do you know anything about the injuries? We knew that a child had a possible broken arm.
So we know that there's one injury of an arm. But again, when you see the pictures, you will see that there will be many stories about someone being in the next room or someone, there's one person who just happened not to be at home last night that would have been dead because the roof came right into her bedroom, on her bed. We're going to hear a lot of those stories because this damage was horrific and it could have been seriously deadly. We're very blessed today that we're not talking about multiple lives being lost because of the damage.
What are you doing right now as far as tree limbs, wires?
We're doing everything. We have Rec and Parks Forestry out moving trees. The private land owner for the private owner for Pinewood is out clearing debris. We have DPW and transportation helping to relocate cars that are in the path so we can make sure that we can keep the roads clear. Again, everyone's working together. When unfortunately we have emergencies, but when we do, we work like an orchestra. Everyone is doing their part to make this happen.
What was it like for you as the mayor, as you arrived in this neighborhood that you've been in many times before, to see what it looks like now?
No one wants to see, this level of damage. I mean, again, this is severe property damage, a lot of trees that are down. These are people's homes and people's communities, and it's going to be devastating, and it's going to take a while for us to get it to get people back to normal. Many people will not be able to go back to their homes. That is a significant amount of unrest and trauma. So I'm very grateful for the Red Cross for coming in to support these families. I'm going to be asking other citizens to pitch in and help these families. We're coming up on the holidays, and these people will not have a place, their home, to have Thanksgiving in. So while we are very blessed and very grateful that we don't have serious injury, we don't have loss of life, but people's lives will not be back to normal for some time.
And the winds are getting stronger, so there is an additional safety concern.
Definitely. We have inspectors. All of our available inspectors are out. We're going to inspect all of these buildings. Many of them, because of the significant impact of the winds that are going out, are structurally unsound. We have the inspectors that are going to be out all morning inspecting these properties, marking the ones that are unsafe, so we don't have any further risk of injury or lives lost, because people want to go back in, but if they're unstable, they're unstable, and we're all aware of that.